Hey, hi, good morning. It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. It's Monday.
Good morning.
It's early. It's cold outside.
A little foggy.
Not pleasant.
Mm-mm.
It's not that cold out. It's a lot foggy. It's 21 right now. But, hey, at least the Oscars were last night.
Yeah.
I had no way of getting to that cleanly. I was so excited for the Oscars last night.
Yeah, you were.
Of all the awards shows there are, the one I dread the most, because I always feel like I have to watch it.
Yeah, it's just not that interesting.
But I don't. I still don't, and I didn't last night.
It's kind of boring.
Not a minute of it. You know, the only part of it that I was willing to watch was Adele singing, but I missed that too.
That's the only part I saw, so...
There were more important things on television last night.
Of course there was.
Yeah. Even though it was a B-minus episode.
Oh.
And that's only because there was little action. There was a lot of setup that had to happen for next week.
Plot twists and such?
Yeah, well, not twists, just setup. You know, what's going to happen and so on and so forth. But yes, there were Oscars handed out last night. And Argo won Best Picture, predictably.
Mm-hmm.
There was I looked at some online odds on Friday.
Oh.
And Argo was like a one in a half shot of winning Best Picture.
Wow.
And the only one that was even close was Lincoln at like 1 in 8.
Lincoln did win a couple things, like Best Actor.
Yeah, and Daniel Day-Lewis got Best Actor. But you can always count on whatever movie is the most international and also did well. Is going to win Best Picture.
Yeah, I'd say that's
Lincoln
probably
right. Is an exclusively American movie.
That's true.
So it's not going to win Best Picture.
There also won Best Product Design or Production Design for Lincoln.
Yeah, the
Life of Pi though won like a whole bunch of stuff. But
they're
like,
all technical.
Yeah, but like
they?
Boring stuff. Yeah,
and you know
original score
during one of the the only reason I am regretting missing the Oscars last night is because what they played. When people went on too long in their acceptance speech.
To my family, for all the sacrifices they made. Gabrielle, I love you so much. To my children, Christopher, Thomas, Alexander, and Samantha, thank you for inspiring me every day. To my mom and dad, thank you for telling me I could do any crazy career choice I wanted. Finally, I want to thank all the artists who worked on this film for over a year, including Rhythm and Hughes. Sadly, Rhythm and Hughes is suffering severe financial difficulties right now. I urge you all to remember.
You finally just cut him off. Yeah,
is it done?
Yeah, it cut to like some spaghetti western theme music.
Playing the Jaws theme song.
That is brilliant.
Rude. Did they really do that?
Yes.
For real?
They did really do that. That was not me.
A joke?
No. They actually did it to the guy that won, what was it? It was Life of Pi.
No way.
Yeah, best visual effects. Okay, this is a nobody that no one cares about.
And visual effects, who cares?
Exactly. And nobody knows who the guy is up there.
Yeah.
You know, if it's like... I don't know, George Clooney up there. Okay, he's an entertainer. He will be interesting to listen to for a little while.
Right. That's
he gets
the
going
Snoop Fest.
No, they actually...
That's what they really played.
The orchestra that was there to play him in and out started playing. I don't know if it was a tape or what it was.
That's funny.
It had to have been... I don't know if they just had it pre-recorded and started playing it. And then at a certain point, if he's still talking, we cut his mic and then it goes to the theme music.
Weird.
Awesome.
Yeah. I just can't believe they did that. They had a sense of humor, I guess.
And it is a little rude. Not the fact that you have a ridiculous fear of that music.
I know, it is.
But
ridiculous.
They're actually playing the Jaws theme song when someone's giving an acceptance speech. But so I did a list of the five movies that got jobbed out of winning Best Picture on Friday. And when I was researching it, the 1998 Oscars, you know how long that show lasted? The broadcast?
How long?
3 hours, 48 minutes.
Well, that's not necessary.
No. No. And it's not like they have a bunch of musical performances.
No.
Like the Grammys do. You know, the Grammys could be a 4-hour show and it wouldn't be horrible.
I would be fine with the Grammys being longer. This was just a snooze fest as far as I was concerned.
And they're actually pretty good at trying to get out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, they usually run over a little bit, but not bad.
I seriously turned it on in time to see Adele sing Skyfall, which was beautiful. And she looked gorgeous. And that was very impressive. And then after that, I was like, yeah, I got to go to bed.
Yeah, Anne Hathaway, she's really worried about people seeing her naughty parts, isn't she?
I did not see her dress.
Google Anne Hathaway Oscar Google. Dress.
I have heard a little bit about it because there was lots of posts on Facebook regarding
a Twitter
night.
Account has started based on her dress.
Oh, really?
It's called Anne Hathaway's Nipples.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there was a tie last night?
A tie?
Does not happen very often at all. It was a very rare for best sound editing between Zero Dark Thirty and Skyfall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very By the way,
tie.
Went to Zero Dark Thirty on Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Excellent movie.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very excellent. I was expecting more of it to be about the raid than it was. Most of it was about the intelligence gathering before it.
Oh.
So if, you know, nonstop action, anything less than that bores you, then you'll hate it. But it was fascinating.
Hmm.
Just really, really good movie. You'd be bored with it.
Yep. Sure would.
Yeah, it was only taking out the most heinous terrorist in the history of the world.
No, I know, but I still would have been bored watching it.
Anyway, when it did surprise you, it surprised you, though. I mean, usually in movies, you can see stuff coming. Like, here comes the big, you know, explosion. We're going to lull you to sleep, and then boom! No, it snuck up on you most of the time.
Hmm.
Let's see, what else did I have here? Yeah, Argo won Best Picture. Also won Best Editing and Best Adapted Screenplay. Ben Affleck was not even nominated, by the way, for Best Director.
Hmm.
His movie won Best Picture. He did not even get nominated, which is also very rare. Jennifer Lawrence, surprise winner for Best Actress for Silver Linings Playbook, as she also fell up the stairs going to accept her Oscar. She took it in stride, though.
Well, that's good. That would suck a lot.
Quentin Tarantino won Best Original Screenplay for Django Unchained. And, yeah. It's basically it. You
I
know.
Don't see anything wrong with her dress. Am I, like, missing something?
Is she facing the camera?
Yeah.
You don't see a couple of pointy things?
Oh, no, I do. But that's the way the dress is.
You need to find a close-up.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's how the dress was supposed to be there.
Okay. Again, I don't want to hear her complaining about photos of her. They shouldn't have taken the photo with my nipples sticking out like that. Anyway. So, do you see it?
I see what you might be talking about, but I don't think it's that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty bad.
No, I think that the way that the actual dress, where you can see where the stitching is, it does come to a little bit of point in that area. I don't think that it was like it's actually her nipples making that severe point.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a Twitter account that has started because of it. So anyway, what do we have going on today? Oh, yeah, we got to draw a winner for Free Money Monday.
Yes.
From Quality Lenders. I think that's about it.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's all we have to do today.
Mm-hmm. That's all required to do.
Hopefully we won't forget that. I'm working on posting a photo on the website that is going to make your Monday. Apparently, Winter Storm Rocky.
Rocky! Where's the theme song? He's got a theme song.
Yep, he sure does.
You didn't think about it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
I was just on the wrong page of the buttons. But as you always do, if you...
I stole your thunder.
Thought enters head, mouth must regurgitate.
Whatever. I can't believe that you didn't have it ready to go when you said Winter Storm Rocky.
Winter Storm Rocky's going to pound Kansas City. And I do mean pound.
Yes.
Apparently the fellas over at the National Weather Service either have their minds on something else or they have...
Or they did. They missed it.
They have like, the most perfectly innocent minds ever.
Right. Not dirty
a
like ours.
A friend of mine posted a graphic on Facebook from the National Weather Service of the Kansas City area and a snowfall expectation map,
yes.
I guess you could. This is what we were expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And right in the middle, there is a long cylindrical shaft ending over the Kansas City area. And it says 12 inches. Why couldn't they have just lied?
They
Just lie.
Should have just made it different. Just a little
Even if
different.
They would have just put a point on the end of it, you know?
Like,
make it look like a spear. Instead of that.
They could have just, like, widened it or something.
Or just lied. Who cares? You're never right anyway. Just lie. Don't make the graphic what you actually think it's going to do. But no, they did it anyway.
Oh, it's hilarious. And if you don't have a dirty mind, you won't get it.
No, you won't. Because I told Mel to look at this, and she's like reading all the words. I'm like, quit reading words and look at the picture.
Yeah, I was reading the words.
It took her about a half second.
And then I found it.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I did already publish it. It's on the website, hot1047.com.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to post that on my own Facebook.
Oh, I already put it on mine. Anyway, enjoy that this morning. We've got news up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:20. We're going to top out today at 29. Some fog out there this morning. And the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
When I say it's a long story, it doesn't mean it's actually a long story. It means I just don't want to tell you.
Okay. That's a good explanation.
Right?
Speaking of long stories, a friend of my dad's, you know what he does? Or actually, my dad is a city councilman in Beresford.
Yes.
And he was I don't remember who it was that asked him a question. But anyway, dad gets into this big, long explanation. And a fellow councilman and friend of his says, Tom, he didn't ask you how to build a watch. He just wanted to know what time it was.
Ow.
And now whenever... Whenever he gets going on too long, he'll just kind of look at his wrist and whether or not he's got a watch on or not.
Nice.
He did it in front of me one time. And
ow.
I laughed for about 5 minutes. I couldn't stop laughing. I don't think I heard a word he said after that.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 25th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Chelsea Handler is 38 today.
Funny lady.
Julio Iglesias Jr. is 40. That's Enrique's more talented older brother. Sean Astin is 42 today. He was Rudy in Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy.
He's also Samwise in The Lord of the Rings. Mikey in Goonies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also the meathead Doug in 51st Dates. With the lisp and the steroid addiction?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Daniel Powder had a bad day, and he's 42 today.
Because I had a bad day.
Hello, one-hit wonder. Carrot Top's 48 today, and he may also be on the steroids. Who knows?
I don't know.
Tay Leone is 47 today. Nancy O'Dell, also 47. Really? 47? Wow. She looks damn good for 47.
Mm-hmm.
Sally Jesse Raphael is 78 today. The master of the horn-rimmed red glasses.
Oh, yeah.
1836, inventor Samuel Colt patented his revolver. 1870, Hiram R. Revels of Mississippi became the first black member of the U.S. Senate when he was sworn in to serve out the unexpired term of Jefferson Davis. 1919, Oregon became the first evil state.
Evil.
To tax gasoline. Did you know you're not allowed to pump your own gas in Oregon?
Why?
You're not. It's still against the law. You cannot pump your own gas. An attendant has to pump it for you.
Why?
It's the law. I was out there one time and I got out to pump the gas and the guy goes, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, pumping gas? Oh, you must be from out of state. And I said, yeah, I got a South Dakota license plate. Yeah, you're not allowed to pump your own gas here.
It's weird.
I know.
Really weird.
I know. 1992, Natalie Cole's Unforgettable won Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year at the 34th Grammy Awards. Michael Bolton actually won Grammys that night. 2005, the BTK killer Dennis Rader was captured by Wichita Police and the FBI. He was sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. But today is the greatest day I have ever known.
Wow, that's a new word.
Because is the birthday. It's the 25th birthday of a not-so-legendary Minnesota Viking.
Oh, Vikings, let's win this game.
He's been fair to partly cloudy so far. And he's the only Minnesota Viking to get married and not have a reception. He's also the first one to not have a party after his wedding.
With the 12th pick in the 2011 NFL draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Christian Ponder, quarterback, Florida State.
Yeah, we were all really excited about that when that happened. Yeah.
He's cute.
His most redeeming quality as a Vikings quarterback, he's cute.
Well, he started out so good last year and then went...
Anyway, Christian Ponder's 25 today, and that is why today, February 25th, is... Dirt.
I've got a recap of the last night's Oscars coming up in the dirt.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 638. 29 the high today, a little foggy out there. So, yeah, Seth MacFarlane at the Oscars last night did a song about boobs.
Kristen Stewart, we saw your boobs in On the Road. And in Monster, we saw Charlize Theron's. Helen Hunt, we saw them in the sessions. And Scarlett Johansson, we saw them on our phones. Jessica Chastain, we saw your boobs in Lawless. Jodie Foster in The Accused. Hillary Swank and Boys Don't Cry, Penelope Cruz and Vanilla Sky, and Kate Winslet in Heavenly Creatures and Jude, and Hamlet and Titanic, and Iris and Little Children, and The Reader, and whatever you're shooting right now, we saw your boobs.
I thought it was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
But no, it was done in the context of James T. Kirk, you know, William Shatner, coming back in time to tell him that he was the worst Oscar host ever.
Oh.
And this was the song that he did that he should not do, and then played the song that he should not do. And yeah. So I'm just going off what I read because I didn't watch it last night.
I did not see that part.
There were
it,
more so. Important things for me to watch.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a democracy anymore.
That's enough now.
They're going to go on a run.
It's enough now.
That's pretty much what we learned last night on The Walking Dead.
We already talked about it twice in this hour.
Hey,
already.
Shut up.
I hardly ever talk about Glee as much as you talk about...
That's because Glee just isn't interesting enough for you to remember to talk about.
Oh, no, it's interesting. I just know that you would cut me off and turn off my microphone.
Or I'd do something like this.
Right.
Diarrhea.
Wish I had buttons.
No. So, according to a survey by the University of British Columbia, the most disruptive type of conflict at the office... Two women? Women getting into an argument.
Okay.
Or a cat fight, if you want to call it that.
Oh.
People said that an argument between two female managers was more negative than an argument between two guys or between a man and a woman. An all-girl fight was most harmful to company morale and to group morale, and people said that two women were the least likely to be able to get past the fight and repair the relationship.
Mm.
Sound about right?
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The researchers didn't know why women arguing was seen as being so much worse, but they pointed out that there's no word like catfight to describe an argument between men.
Right. That's true.
Yeah. It's not like you say dogfight.
Yeah. There should be, though.
What would the word be?
I don't know. I could think of a few, but it's not appropriate to say on the air. I can't think of another one.
Sword fight?
Yeah, there you go. That one you could say on the air.
Well, the National Weather Service put it up on their website over the weekend.
I suppose if you started saying it, what I'm thinking, then, because sword fight doesn't sound as bad.
No, there's a little more to read into it than...
Yeah, so if you said what I was actually thinking, then I could see where you could get a worse taste in your mouth for it.
All right. Why did you do that? Seriously. Why?
I couldn't help it.
That's not... Okay.
It's Monday. You laughed.
I didn't want to, though.
But you did. Your face is priceless right now.
Yeah. Rocky is pounding the Kansas City area.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen the photo that the National Weather Service, the weather graphic that they put up on their website, I put it on our website, hot1047.com.
It's pretty good.
Rocky is just absolutely pounding Kansas City.
12 inches, right?
Yeah, 12 inches is what they were expecting.
It's not disappointing.
Well, we'll find out if they get disappointed or not. I want a 4.7, Andy and Mel at 651. Gonna top out at 29 today.
You are amusing yourself today.
I am so easily... I don't know if I'm easily amused or if the stuff I'm finding is just that funny.
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
I just came across this YouTube video of a guy in Brazil who... I don't know if it's fake or not. Which, by the way, the people who like... There's a funny video somewhere... And you post it on your Facebook, and then someone goes, oh, yeah, it'd be a lot funnier if it was real. You people need to just shut up. Who cares if it's real or not?
Yes.
You know what else was not real?
What?
Step Brothers. You know, Will Ferrell and the other guy are not actually Step Brothers. And it was still... Good morning, front door. It was still very funny. I don't care if it's real or not. If it makes me laugh, it makes me laugh. I
right.
posted a video that I saw of this redneck trying to make his own homemade sparkler or whatever, and it exploded in his face, and he's like, oh, too much magnesium in it. And it was very funny. I laughed so hard.
Okay.
And then a friend of mine is like, it'd be a lot funnier if it was real. Just shut up. No one cares if it's real or not. If it's entertaining, it's entertaining. Anyway.
Okay.
So, I completely forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah. The guy in Brazil.
Yeah.
He's tone deaf as hell, if this is real.
Okay.
And he's trying to, like, sing all the notes on the scale going up a keyboard.
Oh, boy.
And here it is.
Mo! Mo! Mo!
It's the same.
No.
Ma. 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 Ma.
Why isn't he saying "la"?
maybe that's "la" in Brazilian. I don't know, or Portuguese
instead of "ma."
I don't.
Shouldn't it be "la"?
I know.
La.
I know. But instead, it's "moo."
I suppose there are people that are tone deaf enough where
that they would think they are climbing the scale.
Yeah,
but that just cracked me up.
Oh, I kept wondering was why he wasn't saying "law," like
yeah, and well, the scream. It reminds me of the screaming goat video. Did you see the one that went around with Taylor Swift?
Yes.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. And then all of a sudden it's the...
Yes.
Yeah, that made me laugh too.
I didn't think that was that funny.
Why?
Because I don't think she sounds like a screaming goat.
No, but she makes a lot of long, irritating noises in her songs.
I didn't think it was that bad.
Whee!
I know, I like that though. You don't like that, but I think that's fun.
No!
I would like that guy to sing a Taylor Swift song.
It's going
to
be a long show. Really long show.
You are goofy today.
I know. The script is on the way, and we've also got news coming up.
Hot 1047.com.